This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned this morning that the Chinese economy grew by a mere 6.5% in its latest quarter. And I appreciate the double take you just did upon hearing me say mere, because 6.5% economic growth, am I right? But it is the lowest growth Beijing has reported since the Great Recession. And you might be tempted to blame the current trade malaise with the United States for that happening. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from Washington, things are a little more complicated and a little more domestic over there than you might think.
To many, China has a self-induced economic hangover. It indulged for years in overborrowing and overbuilding, and now comes the morning after, says Carmen Reinhart. She teaches international finance at Harvard.
A hangover of infrastructure projects that ex post low rates of return or negative rates of return and the debt associated with those projects as well.
And now from the outside comes another headache, American taxes on Chinese exports. Ishwar Prasad is professor of trade policy and economics at Cornell.
The concern is that China is now dealing with the fallout of an expanding trade war with the U.S. at a time when domestic economic indicators are losing some momentum.
The trade war pain may not show up in Chinese numbers yet, and some think the direct effects may be small. That's compared to the effects of souring sentiment about China. That would really hurt. Already, investors in mainland stocks and currency are fleeing, says Peter Donasanu of the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
If folks aren't getting out there and investing or spending, then that will then reinforce a sort of a negative feedback loop, and then it goes on and on.
China's not the only question mark in the emerging world. Brazil, Indonesia, Turkey, South Africa, they all have issues. Which means, to Cornell's Ishwar Prasad, the emerging markets are no longer a big driver of global growth.
Now the U.S. is growing quite strongly and leading the pack. The rest of the advanced economies are also doing not too badly. But the emerging markets as a group do seem to be having a much tougher time.
That's just in time for trade war uncertainty everywhere. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.